Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and welcome back to the Hadith of the Day. The Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, often spoke about the night prayer. He called it a source of peace, a time of closeness to God. But here he gives us a powerful comparison. Two rak'ahs in the middle of the night are more beloved to him than the entire world and everything in it. Let me read these words. Two rak'ahs in the depth of the night are more beloved to me than the world and everything in it. Two rak'ahs, not a long night of prayer, not an entire month of fasting, just two cycles of prayer in the quiet of the night. And the Prophet says, this is more valuable than the whole world. Why would two rak'ahs be so valuable? Because they come from sincerity. The night is when people sleep. When you wake up to pray, no one is watching. You're not performing for anyone. You're standing before God, alone, with no one else knowing. Their sincerity is priceless. The world offers so much, wealth, status, pleasure, comfort, whatever. But the Prophet is saying that a few minutes of genuine connection with God outweighs all of it. Not because the world is bad, but because what's temporary cannot compare to what's eternal. Psychologists talk about the importance of solitude and silence for mental health. Night prayer is that. It's a break from the noise of daily life. It's a chance to reset, to reflect, to remember what truly matters. The Prophet experienced this deeply. He would stand in prayer so long that his feet would swell. He didn't do it out of obligation. He did it out of love. So, what does this mean for us? Not that we need to pray the entire night. The Prophet said two rak'ahs. He made it accessible. You don't have to be a saint. Just two rak'ahs. A few minutes. That's enough to connect with God in a way that the rest of the day cannot match. Think about it. The world is busy, loud, distracting, but the night is quiet. The night is when your mind is still. It's the perfect time to speak to God without interruption. Two rak'ahs, a few minutes, that's all. The Prophet told us that two rak'ahs in the depth of the night are worth more than the world. That's not an exaggeration. That's an invitation to experience something better than anything this life can offer. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
محمد.